Torchwood contains adult and disturbing material, which we strongly advise is not suitable for younger listeners.
You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Norton Academy, Fallgate. You're late.
Lisbeth Suffrage Hayhoe. Have aliens invaded?
No.
Then it doesn't matter. Now, be nice. Can you be nice?
Without coffee? No. Why?
I've brought you a visitor.
You've brought a visitor to Torchwood?
To room 13, the room where nothing happens. He's outside.
Oh, you bloody little idiot. You've dragged a special friend inside a top secret organisation. Ugh, let's get this over with. We're going to have to wipe his memory, you know that.
No, he's nice. Come in, don't be shy.
Hello.
This is Lisbeth Hayhoe, my boss. Her bark is worse than her breath.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello. I brought cakes. Was that right? I hope it was okay.
See? I told you you'd like him.
Cakes! From the Lisboa! Normally Norton's little friends can barely speak, let alone buy custard tarts. We might let you keep your memory after all.
I'm sorry?
Private joke.
So, come on, daffer child. What's your name?
Pleased to meet you. I'm Adam. So sorry, I was in your way.
Yes, you were. Damn it. I'm late enough as it is.
There'll be another one along in a minute.
2 minutes.
A couple of minutes. Won't change anything.
You don't know Margaret. Every minute I'm late is going to be a half an hour of sulking. Still, can't be helped. My fault. Got to stop staying late at work.
You either have a very important job or a very demanding boss.
Why not both?
Well, then I'm sorry. But remember, no one ever said on their deathbed, I wish I'd spent more time in the office.
True. Especially not my Margaret.
Your sister?
I wish it was more exciting, but no. An evening of tepid pork chops and recrimination and Hainault via Newbury Park looms over me.
It doesn't have to.
You're fresh. And barking up the wrong bush. It's not VE day.
All the same, I know a good pub on the Strand.
The Black Dog?
Horrible ale, strong gin, a good listener.
A train's coming.
What's it to be? My name's Adam, by the way.
Good morning, Lisbeth Fellatio Hayhoe.
Good morning, Norton Sodomy Fallgate.
I've brought you something.
Is it bacon?
A visitor.
A new clerk for me to terrorise. I haven't tasted blood all week.
No, it's a friend of mine.
I'm sorry?
Now, Lisbeth, don't be in a pet. He's very nice.
You brought one of your fancy men into Torchwood.
I wanted him to see where I worked.
Will he return the favour and show you round the kitchens of a Greek restaurant?
Harsh. Seriously, I think he can help.
Show him in, so I can wipe his memory before my tea gets cold.
Come in. She's charmed to meet you.
Ha!
Good morning. I'm Adam.
You seem familiar.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you.
Oh, a handshake. What a gentleman.
I try.
Manners, Fallgate. You should learn something from him.
I knew you'd like him.
I just don't think, Adam, that you should be here. We are...
A secret organisation, I know. Norton's told me.
He's in decidedly bad odour.
You fear the unknown. I understand.
Not fear, exactly.
But now you know me.
Yes.
I'm sure we're going to get along famously.
Oh, hold the doors! Hold the doors!
Allow me.
Oh, thank you.
Don't mention it.
Oh, I hate missing trains.
And the next one always seems a long wait.
Yes. And have you ever noticed? Aldwych has a lot of mice.
Really?
Fascinating creatures, really. How did they get here?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, mice just don't occur 200 feet underground.
No.
So, somehow, they must have somehow got here. Worked out that down in the darkness was a massive pile of bread crusts and fag ends and begun the long pilgrimage. Until suddenly they're part of the system. No getting rid of them. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm just rattling on.
Not at all, it's fascinating.
I'm just getting it out of my system before dinner with my sister. She's invested in stock options, so there's that to look forward to.
Ah.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking to you like I know you.
Please, don't apologize.
But really, we've only just met.
Well, then I should introduce myself. I'm Adam.
Norton Finocchio Fallgate.
Lisbeth Lavender Hayhoe.
Have you seen this?
Is it an atrocity?
You bloody bet it is. Section Q have requisitioned those mind rubies from Torchwood, India.
Hilarity's going to ensue. Remember when they tried building an anti-grav capsule?
Poor Janet Fotheringay was last spotted somewhere near Saturn. Shall we put a stop to this folly or let it play out?
Sorry to disturb.
We're room 13. No one is ever sorry to disturb us.
Still learning the ropes. I'm new in the post room. Adam.
Giving out names. Charming manners.
Don't be a shrew. Pay no attention to her. She's been in this mood ever since someone mistook her for Sid James. Pleased to meet you. I'm Norton.
And that must be our post?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Then be off with you. And don't go into any supply closets if Fallgate's within 10 yards.
Huh. I'll get on. Nice to have met you.
Bye.
Bill. Purchase order. Memo from dear leader Rigsby about the Colonel's fleet approaching the Earth. Another bill. And you're still staring at that door like a smitten moon calf. Oh, get on with your work.
This is all going so quickly. Getting out of hand.
Isn't it? Does it worry you?
What?
Kissing a stranger up against a gravestone.
Well, it's not one of my relatives. I don't think it is. See?
Dacre C. Woodrow, 1731 to 1787. In loving memory.
Whoever he is, I'm sure he approves.
Feels safe.
And secure. What was that? A guardsman in the throes of forbidden passion?
No. No, it's just the Kurnar scout we attacked.
Oh, right.
Come here, you. Let's not take too many risks. Turn the torch off. We don't want to give the law a show.
What is it, new boy?
Adam, ma'am. The report.
What about it?
I've finished.
Lord, so you have. Well, ferret us around in that tray and find something else.
Of course.
Our new assistant.
Yes?
Scares me. He's...
efficient?
Yes, that's the word. I'd forgotten what that looks like.
I know. A touch typist.
Goes at that keyboard like a dog at broth.
I know.
Stop that. He's the intern. He'll be a joy for a fortnight, then gone forever.
Says you.
Forgive me for interrupting.
Not at all.
Ha! You've missed this memo from Mr. Rigsby?
A notice from our dear leader. Just been it.
He says that he's captured a Kurnaz scout drone.
He makes it sound like he went out with a butterfly net.
Rather than V-Squad. Honestly, bin it.
But the Kurnaz sound...
Bin it, child. Forget them.
Okay.
Harsh.
Unlike you, I'm not frightened of people younger than me.
He's not. Is he? He never is. Ha!
You're spoiling me.
My favourite nephew.
Your only nephew.
How Margaret managed to have you, I'll never know. Have another sandwich. Go on. They're not on ration. A sinful waste of bread crusts.
I can't.
Well, you better eat some of those damn cakes. I'm just going to watch.
I feel so secure with you.
Secure?
Well, I can trust you. I can tell you anything. I wish I had the relationship with my mother that I have with you.
Oh. Everyone should have a sinful aunt. It's our duty to spoil you.
I do feel spoiled.
It's so that you'll remember me after I've been eaten by my cats.
I don't have to...
Take in the cats? God, no. They'll have developed a taste for human flesh. They'll be insatiable. Best set them loose on the Old Kent Road, then forget about me.
I'd never do that, Auntie.
Oh, mind out.
Oh, filthy lack of light. This bomb site's all rubble and brats.
Stop complaining, team. You were the ones who said you were feeling cooped up in room 13, so I've freed us.
Oh, please, sir. It's the middle of the night. It is freezing. And I've just scratched myself on a brick. Can you get tetanus from a brick?
No. What are we looking for?
We're looking to steal a march on Rigsby. He's had a team looking out for the Kurnaz.
His new obsession. Remember when it was golf? Oh, I miss those days.
His crew was so busy writing up reports, they missed an energy signal.
Is that what you've had us triangulating?
All those late nights.
I'll make it worth your while, because... There it is. A Kurnaz engine. And coming from this bomb site. Been here over a week.
Well, yes. I mean, who'd come to Hoxton on a night out?
My brilliant team, that's who.
I think you found something.
I know I've found something.
Is it just me, or is the basement of that ruin glowing?
No, it is glowing.
That's it. Down there.
A Kurnaz ship.
Is that intact?
Hard to tell. It's quite spiky. But I think so.
It's one thing to know they're coming. It's another to have one of their ships.
Rigsby will be choking with envy as he thanks you, sir.
Me? Come on, we're room 13. We're a team.
But when did that happen?
Excuse me, miss. Are you all right?
Hey. Sorry.
Forgive me for interrupting. I was concerned.
Oh, mercy. Is that where we are? Am I just a mad old lady shouting on a park bench?
You weren't shouting, you were muttering. Are you all right?
I don't know. I was worried about something. I can't remember what.
Tip of your tongue. Deja vu.
Something of the sort. Do you know, I have no idea what I'm doing here.
Can I walk you home?
There's no need.
I think I should. Can you stand up? There we go.
Right. You really are walking me home.
Yes, I am. It's no trouble.
Kindness.
Not so bad, is it?
No. Might get used to it.
Where is home? What direction should I walk you in?
That depends.
Yes? I mean, really, it's no trouble.
It depends on where we are.
Seriously?
Young man, you're going to have to turn off that pitying look.
We're in Finsbury Park.
Oh, but that's miles. What the hell am I doing? And never mind. Perhaps if you wouldn't mind just walking me to the underground.
That would be my pleasure.
Something's wrong.
Cartso Cottage boarding house. Whose room do you want?
Norton, is that you?
Malheureusement, he is out. May I take a petit massage?
Stop buggering about, Fallgate. This is urgent.
Has an alien missile landed on Torchwood?
No, but...
Only it's 10 p.m. on a Sunday night. Prayers and cocoa. Is it important?
Yes, it is about work.
Then we'll talk tomorrow, at work.
Listen, to me, the problem is...
Yes?
The problem is work. Something's wrong at Torchwood, and I can't quite explain.
What's wrong?
Are you going to just ask imbecile questions like a vicar's daughter?
Yes. You say something's wrong, but you don't know what.
Yes. And it's like the ideas are in my head, but they can't quite latch onto words. But I know for certain that the problem is with Torchwood, and that if I tried to talk about it with you at work, I wouldn't be able to. But away from it, just you and me talking on the phone, we might be able to get there.
Oh.
Yes.
There's something odd, isn't there? It's like the last few weeks. Haven't you felt a little...
Dreamlike. That's it. Dreamlike.
Come here.
Oh.
Norton. Norton.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Elizabeth. One of my fellow lodgers has just interrupted me.
Stop that.
No.
Just a minute more, that's all it needs.
Yes, absolutely. I'm absolutely concentrating. What if my landlady sees us?
Then we'll ask her to join in.
You're terrible. Sorry, Lisbeth. Okay, let's do this. You have my complete attention. Madam, you're terrible.
Adam, what's he doing there? Oh, my God.
Stop it.
That's it. Adam!
I'm trying to...
Listen to me, Norton. Is he there with you? Norton!
Hang up the phone.
Oh, absolutely.
Norton! Norton, the problem is Adam. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Ah! Solved it!
The problem is, Norton Fallgate, that you never listen to me.
I always listen to you. When you say something worth listening to, which is rarely, you crowd my genius. I have solved the language of these controls, and I'm accessing the ship's onboard computer like so.
And I was saying that if you'd listened to me, we could have done this 10 minutes ago and hooked it up to the screen.
That's not a screen. It's a bath towel. Or a shower curtain.
No. As you can see, it is a screen.
It's dribbling. Imagine trying to watch Come Dancing on that. What is all that?
It's their language. That looks like a live feed.
Or porridge thrown at a wall.
That dollop there is this Colonel's ship. That ripple is the Earth's atmosphere.
Then what are those distant splats? Planets?
Uh-oh. The beep's coming.
Oh, damn.
Good morning, room 13.
Oh, thank God, Adam. It's you.
Mr. Rigsby would have loved to see the progress you've been making for yourselves, but alas, he got called to the palace.
Of course he did.
So, sadly, you get his deputy instead. Sorry about that. Hope you don't feel the inspection is a waste of time.
No, no.
You're worth a dozen Rigsbys, Adam. Just don't tell him that.
I try not to seem too competent around him.
And yet it's hard not to.
Now, what am I going to do with you two? Now then, what were you looking at? Don't tell me the two of you have made more progress on the Kurnar spaceship than the entirety of Q section in a fortnight.
Well, hiding our light under a bushel.
Because there isn't a big enough bushel, but... Ta-da! This holographic pebble dash on the wall...
Go on.
It's the onboard computer display.
Remarkable. And what's it showing?
Well, now, that's the point. The big splat is the ship,
And the little ones?
The three little ones. Well, they're...
Seven. Seven dots.
Oh, yes. Seven dots. And they've moved.
What are they?
I'm going to hazard a guess, and you're not going to like it.
I bet I will.
I think that's the Colonel's fleet, and they're heading towards us.
Excuse me.
Sorry. Do I know you?
No.
No.
Do you want to get on this tube?
Oh, right.
It's okay. You were...
lost in thought. Thank you.
An alien fleet is heading towards the Earth, and you're feeding ducks.
Is that a work ethic, I hear? Have a bread roll.
Fine.
A break clears the head, and Lord knows mine needs clearing.
There you go, pâté. Here you go, à l'orange. Have some crumbs, cassoulet.
You're naming the ducks?
Joining in the fun, before we go back to decoding an alien battle computer. One of your
Have you noticed there are whole chunks of the computer's memory that are walled off?
Just corrupted data, overwritten with something else. Adam's given us a doohickey that he says will separate it all out.
Kind of him.
I hate to admit it, but Torchwood's better with Adam as our leader. He really knows what he's doing.
You don't even sound jealous.
No. There you go, Bombay.
Not a duck recipe.
No?
No, made with fish. It's an imposter.
Fancy that.
Funny legacy of colonisation. No one remembers what it was called before the English turned up and named it that.
Trivia.
Important. Something's wrong at Torchwood.
OK.
It's why I made us leave the building, hoping that fresh air would shake the cobwebs free.
Livia, are you plotting Adam's overthrow?
No, it's just... it's something to do with your special friend.
My what?
Your partner. Your lover, your significant other.
Stop.
Your boyfriend.
I don't have a boyfriend.
But...
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're talking about. Is there any more bread? Any more bread?
I can ask the waiter.
You're too kind.
The perfect gentleman.
It still, and I know it shouldn't, but it still feels strange coming to a restaurant with you.
Why?
I don't know.
Ashamed of being seen with me?
No.
Those two men over there, anything wrong with them?
No, but they're old friends or work colleagues.
We could be work colleagues too.
But we're not.
We're not.
It's more than that. It's the appearance of a thing when, really, it means something else.
Meaning?
The way your hand touches mine when you pass me that bread roll you're going to pass me.
I can take a hint. Fine, have some bread.
Thank you. The furtive touch is what's important. But the world sees something else.
We couldn't be work friends. You never tell me anything about your work.
Pointed.
What are the people you work with like?
They're okay, I guess.
They'd love to hear that.
Oh, you'd like Lisbeth, Lady Bracknell's bull-dyke daughter rotting on the vine.
Charming.
She's paranoid, convinced something's wrong at work.
Really?
Thinks we've been infiltrated.
By Russians? Why would Russians take over a library?
No, not by Russians, and you know I don't really work in a library.
And yet we both pretend.
We pretend.
I feel sorry for you sometimes. Hold my hand.
No.
Hold my hand.
No.
Because otherwise we're two work friends where one doesn't know what the other one does for a living, and that's tragic. Hold my hand.
Okay.
Not under the table, on the table.
Okay. Someone will see.
And?
I don't know. It's wrong. Why am I like this?
There's nothing wrong with it. We are holding hands, not cavorting over the cruet. And how does it feel?
Nice. True.
Then carry on holding my hand.
Yes. Sorry, the waiter's coming.
You're dark, sir.
It's a privilege to lead Torchwood, and my greatest privilege to lead you. When we first detected the Kurnaz, we thought they would realize this planet is defended, but as their fleet comes closer, we've had to accept that their purpose is invasion. Invasion in unprecedented numbers. It's been a scramble to get where we are, but today, as you build our weapons batteries and prepare our scout ships, I am so proud of you. Soon, Torchwood will be going to war, and we are going to win. Now let's get back to work.
Hey ho. Some of us are building ray guns and you're daydreaming.
Sorry, my mind keeps wandering.
Stop it?
I can't. I've just got questions.
About these attack satellites, the design for them is extraordinary.
Yes, it's unarguable.
It could poach the Mekon at 100 paces.
But where are the designs from?
Stores. Forgotten. Adam unearthed them.
But we wouldn't have forgotten something like this.
Apparently they're from Torchwood, India. Who knows what their record keeping was like.
Very thorough.
Adam, I say Adam, excuse me.
No.
I say Adam, question for you. Seems easiest to ask the horse's mouth.
I've been called many things, Folgate, that may be the nicest.
Ah, sorry, sir, but it does seem quickest. Heyho here is wondering where the designs of these attack satellites are from.
Well, really, it's more of a query.
Very astute. Fact is, the previous head of Torchwood took one look at them in the archives, deselected and deaccessioned them, and ordered them junked. Too ambitious. But they never got thrown out. I found them on a tour of inspection, and bingo.
A lucky find.
Oh, yes. Without these attack satellites, the Earth would be defenseless against the Kurnaz. But the thing is, it's one thing to have plans, it's another to work together to build them. We're all singing together, like it's the finale of an opera. I do love the opera, don't you, Auntie?
Yes. Oh, so moving.
Even when everyone dies, there's still hope at the end and we all go home happy.
That poor woman, the singer. Every night she sings herself to death and goes through it all over again.
With no memory of what's happened before. Encore.
This isn't right. Stop it.
Beautiful.
It's hurting me.
But Auntie, it's beautiful.
It hurts. Make it stop. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Poor old Auntie. Always crying at the opera.
Norton Nudger Folgate.
What did you just call me?
Have I offended you?
I don't know what you're implying, but I'm afraid I don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry. It just felt like a thing I should do.
Please don't.
I'm sorry. I was just offering you tea. We've been working too hard.
Building weapons. How long till the fleet comes?
Oh,
Any day now?
Yes. See to your own milk and sugar.
With pleasure.
A few days,
and them are at war. Torchwood's first interstellar war.
I know.
In nearly 100 years.
Odd we've never done it before.
How odd?
Well, that's what I've been wondering. We've had planetary defences and big zappy ray guns, but building a fighting force to eliminate an entire space fleet...
Well, maybe we should have done it before.
True, but why now? Good tea.
Thank you. I guess it's the threat of the Kurnars.
A race who aren't in the archive.
But you decoded their battle computer.
Well, bits of it, but my attempt to get into the core failed. We know their name and that they're coming, but nothing of their culture, their intentions.
And yet, they must be an ancient enemy, known to Torchwood.
Yes, but we've nothing on them.
All we have is one damaged craft and a display showing their fleet coming closer.
It could all be a mistake. They could be asteroids. I mean, that ship was in a mess.
Why was the computer's memory partitioned off?
Well, my theory is that the pilot did it before abandoning ship.
Then where is the pilot?
I don't know.
And if the crashed ship was the first we heard of the Kurnars...
Why were we getting memos about them for weeks beforehand?
Were we?
Yes, from the postboy. You remember, Adam.
Adam? The postboy?
Funny that he's got the same name as our leader. Come to think of it...
What?
No, I mean, it can't be. They can't be...
Tell me.
Have we had this conversation before? I can't remember.
I think we have.
Really?
We've both realised something's...
wrong with us.
Torchwood. And I think that whenever we find out...
something terrible happens.
And our memory is taken away, which is why I drugged the tea.
What?
Simply by remembering we get into trouble.
But no! What have you done?
Listen to those footsteps. Coming. I'm saving us.
You stupid witch. We need to... What do we need to do?
Hope that we spit it out next time.
Next time. Next.
Am I disturbing you?
Oh, no.
Sorry, sir. Quick 40 winks in front of the fire. Naughty of me.
I know how hard you've been working.
Yes, best get back to it.
No rest for...
The wicked.
Yeah. Adam. Sorry if I woke you screaming like a banshee. I just had the worst dream. I dreamt that you weren't real. I know. And then I had another dream. I dreamt that I wasn't real. Funny the stuff you dream. Adam. Adam? Elizabeth, hey-ho. Did we have some business there?
Share joke. Can't remember.
Given your age.
How is the Orvrag shuttle?
Ready to fly. Look at what we've done.
Impressive. We've spent decades scavenging spaceships and storing them. Never made an actual fleet out of them.
How's Operation Arsenal?
Swiftly renamed Project Warhead.
Shame.
We've scouted round every department for their dangerous alien gubbins and turned them all into weapons.
The Kurnars won't know what's hit them.
Once we wipe out the threat that's coming for us, let's go further. Let's reach the stars and teach them all to fear Torchwood.
What day is this?
Are you serious?
I wouldn't risk the humiliation otherwise.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday the...
Well, check the calendar. It's the 8th. Or 11th.
Of?
What are you saying? It's...
June? Because my desk calendar still says May.
Well, that's not my fault. Let's solve this. Excuse me, clerks. Don't worry, no one's in a pet. There's no need to cry. Oh, Dolly, I can see you welling up.
Don't antagonise them. Have you a calendar we can look at?
On the wall?
Okay. April.
April? Do you think it's April?
Yes.
The Torchwood librarian's at lunch.
Has been since 1912.
But a desk calendar's kept up to date.
August? Someone thinks it's August.
It can't be.
What if, for once in your life, you're right?
No one in Torchwood knows what date it is.
Come in,
Folgate. Norton Folgate, sir.
That's it. Call me Adam. Take a seat. I've still not redecorated since Rigsby's time, but I'm trying to make it look less like an unsuccessful headmaster's office. Now then, what's the problem, Folgate? Nothing amiss with the torch rocket?
No. The Torchwood space fleet is remarkable.
And to deadline?
As far as we can tell.
Oh, here it comes. What do you want? More men or more money? I've heard you prefer men.
No. Oh, no. We're adequately manned. It's more the actual deadline.
You're wool gathering, Folgate.
What date is the deadline?
What? You don't know that?
No one does. I've asked.
I don't...
In fact, no one knows for sure what date it is today.
That's preposterous.
What date is it?
Well, it's...
Sir?
You're enjoying this.
If it helps, most of us think today's Wednesday, but that's as far as it goes.
It's May, isn't it?
That'll only get you 10-1 in the staff canteen. Bookie's favourite is June.
Has anyone gone out and got a paper? Or checked the wireless?
No good. If we turned your radio on and both listened, we'd forget. We've sent people out for papers and they've come back with humbugs. Something is wrong with time, or at least how we perceive it.
Thank you for bringing this to my attention. Norton, a Kurnaz weapon of some sort has been unleashed on us to confuse us before they arrive.
What are we going to do about it?
Leave it with me. I'm impressed by you, Norton.
Thank you, sir.
Very impressed indeed. I think we're like-minded, don't you?
I don't really,
Let me shake you by the hand. You can tell a lot about a fella by his handshake. It's not just fairground fortune tellers who can read your life in your palm. Come on. Not like that. A good manly grip. There we go.
Oh.
Are you all right? Perhaps you should sit down. You seem to be...
It's the middle of the night. And I'm in a puddle in, Frith Street. World, I have a question. Why?
Let's work through the post. Then we can get back to work.
Oh, who would have thought rocket fuel could be so expensive? Are we going to have to do something about the Suez Canal?
Just pay them. Oh.
The Lady Knitter magazine? Is that a subscription copy?
I don't understand. It's not my normal reading.
Do you get it for the pin-ups?
I don't understand. I've never read it before in my life.
The lady doth protest.
The handwriting on the envelope, it's mine.
You're sending yourself knitting erotica.
And I've drawn an arrow by the stamp to the postmark. Why would I do that? What's the date?
Why, it's the... Well, the calendar says it's the 8th.
Because this postmark says it's the 23rd.
That's impossible. We've just been working too hard.
Getting ready to fight an interstellar war.
That's wrong. The date's wrong. It's all wrong. I'm remembering. Lisbeth, I'm remembering. That magazine. Did you perhaps send yourself a knitting magazine as a psychic trigger?
I think so. See, I filled in the crossword with a message to that effect.
That's a very rude thing to say about me.
Torchwood has been invaded. Our memories have been wiped. And we're being fooled into a war.
We have to tell Adam.
You were right to come and see me.
So all this stops while we work out what we're doing.
Find more proof, and as soon as you bring it to me, we stop.
Thank you.
It seemed silly.
Not at all. There's a reason you're my best workers. Bring it in.
Excuse me?
He wants a hug.
Absolutely. Look at you, Team 13.
Lisbeth!
Norton, where are you off to?
It'll come back to me.
Are you all right?
Leaving the opera early? That's unlike you.
I felt like I'd seen it enough. Mm. Are you drunk?
I don't know.
That means you are.
Well, I feel drunk. But I can't remember drinking. Oh, that's bad, isn't it?
Oh, child. I'll walk you to the tube.
This is me.
Don't tell anyone I've been nice to you.
No fear, the sky would fall in.
The sky would fall in.
Not coming with me?
No.
Are you waiting for someone?
I don't know.
Good night, then.
Good night. Are you there watching me? If so, who are you?
Post for you, Lisbeth.
Why, thank you.
A lot of post for you. I'll help.
A knitting magazine. Another knitting magazine.
And this one.
And this one.
Also a knitting magazine. Have you won the lesbian lottery?
Wait a minute. The handwriting on this envelope, yours.
But this is your scrawl and... Wait, did we go to the newsagent and buy up their entire stock yesterday?
Postmark says that was the 24th.
But today's the 8th and... Oh, my word. Lisbeth, Lady of Llangollen Heyhoe.
Norton, Backgammon, Falgate. It's coming back to me.
We posted these to ourselves yesterday, before we...
Went to see Adam.
Whatever it is, it got to us before we could see him. Quickly. Here, new envelopes. Let's get these back in the post.
For tomorrow? We're going to solve this today.
Just in case.
Hang on a moment. In tray.
Are you finding an excuse not to help?
Here, the office newsletter.
The Torchwood Times? No one reads that.
Precisely. This month's...
If it is this month's...
Conquest of the Stars. Adam vows victory in our first interstellar war.
Oh, it's a bit racier than I remember.
Yes, here's last month's. Mr. Rigsby welcomes Cuthbert, Torchwood's racing pigeon.
Rigsby? The toilet cleaner?
Says here he's the leader of Torchwood.
No. No. Wait. That would explain the state of the gents.
If he's supposed to be the leader of Torchwood...
Then who is Adam? When we went down to the hangar, we suddenly saw it all. What if Torchwood are being manipulated into going to war?
As a prank?
Sir, what kind of creature would set up an interstellar war as a joke?
Something to be feared. And you're sure?
Yes, it's all wrong. Torchwood is wrong, Lisbeth is wrong, I'm wrong.
You didn't include me in that.
Well, modesty forbids, sir.
What aren't you telling me?
There's a chance. This will be a bit of a blow. But you might not be the boss of Torchwood.
What?
Sorry, but the canteen food is better.
So the world may be destroyed, but the soup's good.
Maybe you were the chef. Very sorry. I'm scared.
Me too. What tipped you off?
Oh, just instinct.
Just instinct.
Well, Hey-ho, sir. She knows more than anyone.
Is that so? Well, I'll go get some more crumble. Good work, Folgate. Good work.
Oh. Your hand. When you touched my shoulder.
Yes.
It was just... Thank you.
Don't mention it.
How was it?
Oh, you have fresh chips. They said they were out.
Telling Adam. How did it go?
What?
You were talking to Adam just now, telling him everything that's wrong with Torchwood.
What's wrong with Torchwood?
Oh, for goodness. You've forgotten. It's just me. How many times has it just been me?
I don't understand. Is something wrong?
Norton, listen to me. You washed out window dresser... Oh.
Miss Hayhoe, if anyone deserves a pat on the back, it's you.
Oh.
The woman who goes above and beyond. Sorry, am I interrupting?
No, it's just...
Something wrong? With our preparations for war?
No. Oh, no. Everything's...
On schedule.
Good. Can't be too careful.
Oh, I'm going to call it a night.
It's very late.
We're busy bees building warheads and battle cruisers all day.
No time for a life of our own.
Isn't it dinner with your sister tonight?
Yes. Good grief. What time is it? Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Resentment in Hainault via Newbury Park.
Hard chops, hard peas, hard stairs.
Why do you put yourself through it?
Because. Coming?
Just one last piece of post to open. Yeah. Oh, someone's had a fire in one of the bins. Must be one of the clerks. It's a load of knitting magazines.
You always cry at the opera, Auntie.
Yes.
Why do you come if you hate it so much?
Because you like it.
And I'm your nephew.
I wish Margaret could have loved you. She still blames me because you never liked her.
She's not fun like you.
But you left her so young.
Went away to war.
And never came back.
So you come to the opera to be with me?
To remember you.
All I have to do is to touch you like this. And you'll never remember me again. And now you're just a sad old woman crying in the dark. You shouldn't stand so close to the edge. Trains.
Sorry, lost in thought.
Forgive me for disturbing you.
Not at all. Have we met before?
I don't think so.
No, we haven't. The last train is the loneliest train of all.
Isn't it? Ah, and here it comes. Goodbye.
Oh, what are you... Get off me! Help!
So close to the edge. Want to see what happens next?
Excuse me. You lost your balance there.
I did.
Who?
Oh, God. I don't know.
You were alone on the platform, falling. Were you jumping?
No, he pushed me. You grabbed him off me.
Who? There was no one there.
He's there now, standing on the platform. You must see him.
Who?
He's waving.
Right. Got it. We don't have long. Before we lose it all again.
So, on three?
One, two...
Three. Torchwood has been taken over.
By a creature warping reality and memory.
Called?
Adam?
Adam.
Making us go to war.
And we're on our own.
So we've got to remember.
He threatened me. Was he going to kill me?
Whatever we're trapped in, we're going to break out.
Want to come to Hainault? You can meet my sister.
God, no. We're getting off at the next stop.
He pretended to be her son. Her dead son. Maybe you'd have liked him. Then he took my memories of him away. Presumably he did something like that to you?
No.
So yes?
Absolutely not.
Only you've not seen yourself.
Russell Square.
Yes.
Escalator or lift?
Lift and stairs. He's not following. We've left him behind.
If he touches us, that's it. So go out and keep going. I'll be right with you. And go!
Norton! Where are you? Oh, ow, my foot! Norton!
Lisbeth! I can't see you! Get out of my way! Lisbeth!
Norton!
Lisbeth?
You...
Please, don't run.
You tried to kill me.
I only want to touch you. To make it all right again.
You're never touching me again. Oh. No lift, no lift. Come on, come on. Damn!
How long do you think the lift will be, Lisbeth?
Oh, come on, come on, come on. Open, damn you, open!
They're only slow doors, aren't they? Looks like you and I can take the lift up together. You'll come round to my way of thinking.
Honestly, bugger off!
23,
24, 25... 93
stairs, Lisbeth. 93!
Oh, God, 30, 35...
Careful to pace yourself. 45... And I'll catch up with you.
40, 50, 55...
Breather by now. Come on, take one.
Oh, God. 50, 55, 60, 55. Oh, 92. 93.
Ticket, miss.
No. Oh, no.
Give me your ticket, or I'll have to fine you. What will it be? I've taken your nephew. A fine has to really hurt. Ticket, please.
You were thinking of running down the stairs. I'm still waiting for you here. I'm everywhere.
So give in. Ticket, please.
All right.
Not gonna say anything.
Not really any point.
Excuse me.
Lisbeth! There you are. Come on!
Oh.
Enjoy your evening!
Come on!
Where were you? You left me!
Had an idea. Saw a phone kiosk. Called someone. This your usual station?
Well, I normally...
This is your usual station. Use it tomorrow.
Why?
Just in case.
Me home.
I had to. I think you're going to be all right.
And you?
Are you kidding? I'll walk home through Russell Square. I'll be fantastic.
You're feeling yourself again.
I was planning on getting someone else to.
Be careful, Norton Knee Trembler Folgate.
Same to you, Lisbeth Scissoring Hey-Ho.
Oh.
There you are, Auntie.
Not tonight, thank you.
Someone's bolt. Come off here.
Well,
there's only one reason men come to Russell Square after dark, and it ain't for the stars.
True. And it has been a stressful evening. Maybe just a quick one.
Hello, Norton.
You?
Underneath the spreading chestnut tree, where I took you on your knees.
Let me go.
That's a policeman doing the rounds. So it's up to you. Stay here with me or lose everything. Oh, you tried so hard, but you're mine.
Yours.
Mine until I forget you. And now I'm all your lovers. Every memory of them. Me.
Anything the matter, sir?
No, no, officer. Everything's perfect.
Well, then I'll leave you to it, sir. Good night.
Good night. Sleep tight.
Elizabeth, you failed again. But what have I failed at?
Sorry?
Nothing. Something. Never mind. Go away.
Right.
Wait. Can you see that poster?
Yes.
As you can tell, I'm very strange. Does it really say the Kernars are coming today? Stop Adam?
It also says, this is for you, you old trout.
There's no need to read that bit. I'm going to kill him. Norton Copulation Folgate.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God, it's this you. Boring you. I don't have time for this you. I need the devious cherub who ran off last night to arrange that advert. I need Norton Sodomayo Folgate.
I really don't think this is appropriate.
You actually look scared of me, and this would be wonderful, but we have to stop an interstellar war today. Come on.
Oh, let go of my ear, please, Lisbeth. That really hurts. Stop it. Lisbeth!
We've been sending each other telepathic triggers, but he's kept wiping our minds, sending us back to the start. He's probably been doing it to all of Torchwood, but I bet we've been the hardest work.
Let go of my ear!
Not until you listen to me. The Kernars arrived today. And look at our space fleet down there. Rockets and shuttles and saucers and beamers and gliders armed like a biker gang.
I'm looking.
This isn't what Torchwood does, is it?
Ow! No! Is no the answer you want? Because if so, no! Please let go of my... thank you! Wait, wait!
Yes?
This isn't what Torchwood does at all!
No.
If only I could remember more.
Payne's very good at overcoming mental blocks.
It's all coming back to me.
Absolutely sure?
Yes.
The Kernars arrived today. Even now, they're moving into orbit, ready to destroy the world. And we, the British Empire, Torchwood, won't let that happen. Fire up the engines.
It's in here somewhere.
How many times? Get a filing system, ear.
Oh, stop that! There it is.
You're not just saying that.
No, this is it. Electromagnetic pulse generator, stolen from Nevada. It'll knock out every electrical device in Torchwood and really ding your feelings.
Brilliant. Turn it on.
Ah.
What?
Got any batteries?
On my command, begin the Sun Destroyer bombardment, then launch the fleet. For Queen and country, we're taking the British Empire to the stars!
This is the Kernars. Attention, this is the Commonwealth.
Ignore their pleas for mercy. Show them what it means to be British.
The Commonwealth will shield no harm.
Listen to them beg. Today, Torchwood will take the stars. Fire the weapons. Launch the fleet.
This is the Commonwealth.
Goodbye. What?
Everyone, stay back from him.
What? The woman's mad. I'm the head of Torchwood.
No, you're a mind thief. I'm the head of Torchwood. Worth a try. I mean, we don't know. Anyone could be. That creature, that,
Mimavore.
Very good. Has infiltrated us, rewritten our memories, and nearly plunged us into a war with the Kurnars.
Listen to me!
Doesn't matter. Power cut. Total power cut. We're defenseless.
But the Kurnars!
This is the Kurnars! We are searching for a creature. We wish your world no harm.
We've powered down our weapons.
Search away.
No! No, you don't understand. They'll never forgive me for what I did to them.
Initiating Mizor Stare.
Keep it away from me! I just wanted to exist. To be loved. To be known.
We have found you.
Let me go. Let me love you again.
We were a peaceful species until you came. Now our system is desolate, destroyed by wars you started. You ran from us, and now we never found you again.
But I still love you. Let me show you.
No!
You two did this! You two! So broken, so hateful. I made you matter. We had an agreement, and you do this to me!
You've taken so much from us.
I can give it back.
No.
Don't let them send me back into the void. No, please! Remember me!
It is done. It is too late for our world, but we can save yours.
Right then, let's all get back to work. And someone put whatever that is in a box.
What a mess.
There's a lot of clearing up to do.
Needs a janitor.
Rigsby?
Lisbeth Kitty Puncher Hayhoe.
Norton Crafty Butcher Fulgate.
Isn't the Thames breathtaking?
Oh, Smog, you idiot.
All's well with the world.
Torchwood saved, Earth saved.
Has anyone told Rigsby he's not the janitor?
Well, the thing is, he's getting handy with a mop.
He's wasted in management.
Isn't he? I have a notion.
Oh?
Adam.
Crated up.
Sent to the vaults.
To Cardiff.
You petty beast. I approve.
I interrupted.
Didn't you? Adam, suppose someone found that creature and deliberately unleashed it onto Torchwood.
As a weapon? Why would they want to do that?
Maybe it promised them it could make them the leader of Torchwood. And when that plan backfired and they panicked, lost their memories, saw their friends lose theirs, maybe they alerted the Kurnars, called for help.
Because they were the only people who could solve it.
How lucky they thought of that. And that we didn't attack the Kurnars, hypothetically.
Still, all's well with the world.
But imagine if that hadn't worked.
Then I imagine I should have been very, truly sorry.
From Big Finish Productions. Torchwood. Madam, I'm... You have been listening to Torchwood. Madam, I'm... by James Goss. Norton Folgate was played by Samuel Barnett, Lisbeth Hayhoe by Dervla Kerwin, and Adam by Brian Dick. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The producer was James Goss, script editor and director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
Hello, I'm Dervla Kerwin and I'm playing Lisbeth Hayhoe.
I'm Samuel Barnett and I'm playing Norton Folgate.
And I'm Brian Dick and I'm playing Adam.
So, Dervla.
Yes.
We're terribly sorry, but last time we killed you off.
Yes, you did.
But we had to bring you back because you're just so amazing.
Oh.
Is this the first... I mean, the thing is that you are a very beautiful woman and we have made you play quite a horrible person.
I know. She's fantastic. I love playing her. I absolutely love playing her. And it's a joy. So I'm really grateful that you raised me from the dead, as it were. Regenerated me.
Oh, it's sort of Scott's idea. The whole thing was Scott's idea because he just went, ooh, do you know what we could do?
Well, I've enjoyed working with the three of them before, so it feels nice to bring them all together, really.
We have a good time. There's good chemistry, isn't there?
There is
isn't
chemistry.
Isn't there?
Yes, Miss Kevin. It's very good.
I don't know. It's my first time. I'm still figuring it out.
But, I mean, Brian, you say it's your first time. It's obviously, you played this character on screen, so yeah.
I have, yeah.
Did you think, when you were spending most of your time filming, that you would be doing this again, like 30 years later?
You cheeky, so and so. I didn't know, because obviously he is sent back to the void in the series, and again, here, I can say that, can I? They'll have listened to it by now. So no, I didn't think he'd come back, ever. I'm quite pleased he has, the little rotter.
Yeah, I mean, can you describe Adam a little bit?
He is a creature who exists by implanting himself into other people's memories. Memories are often quite intimate. Good old Torchwood. And that's it, really. I used to feel sorry for him. I don't know if I do so much anymore. I used to feel sorry for him because he just sort of simply wants to exist. But he's also quite cruel, so now I don't know if I feel that way about him anymore.
Yeah, and one of my questions is about filming. Do you mostly remember just being wet and working in the middle of the night?
Yeah, if you look online, you can find like a behind-the-scenes clip of me and John Barrowman wearing those sort of granny rain hats. So, yeah, it was pretty damp.
Sexy.
I know it was well sexy.
I love a granny rain hat. Sorry.
I know, they're good, aren't they?
I'm going to go off on a tangent now.
Go for it.
They just, you know, you get all dolled up, you get your makeup and your hair done, you get ready, and then you have to walk from either your dressing room or your little three-way, and because I like to keep it humble. And you walk down to set thinking, oh, my God, what am I doing? What am I doing? And you catch a glimpse of yourself with this rain hat and you realise you look like that mad cat lady.
And but also they always give me a jacket that's three sizes too big. So I was wondering about with this huge
jacket. When you feel like a professional, when you've got the really big jacket on. That's when you know.
I think it is.
Wardrobe.
The day you get your... Yeah, it's wonderful. Once you get your jacket and your granny hat, you've made it.
See, you're all really missing being at actual filming, aren't you?
Yep. No, it's fine. It's fine. Lockdown is fine. I'm enjoying
lockdown.
Isn't
it lovely to spend a day like this?
Yeah, it's nice to do this in lockdown. This is lovely doing this.
It is. And the script is fantastic. Mm. But let's be honest. I hadn't a clue what was going on.
Well, I was going to say, it's a script that relies on memory and you're being rewritten so many times. Did you... I know, Sam, you're a Torchwood fan, so you would sort of have seen it, but was it confusing when you were mapping it out for the first time?
It was, but in a very compelling way. Like, I messaged you, Scott, about 10 pages in and went, I'm loving this script, I haven't a clue what's going on, but I've got to continue because it's so compelling. And it is, you retrospectively understand everything as you go. It unfolds very cleverly, I think.
Yes, it does.
But also, it's been, because of the way Adam works, it's been a nice opportunity to see different sides of Norton and Lisbeth. They're both sort of rewritten. So we see Lisbeth as a sort of aunt and Norton a bit more closeted and less comfortable with himself. Mm. Has that been fun to play those different aspects?
Yeah, definitely. Because he is normally so fully who he is. It's nice to see other sides of him. And also he's very dubious, isn't he, Norton? He's not very good. And he sometimes ends up doing good things, but for all the wrong reasons. I really loved the twist, which I really didn't see coming, which you only get on the very last line of this script, where you think, actually, Norton's been quite good through all this, been quite heroic and working together with Lisbeth. And then just on the end line, you go, oh, it was all his fault to begin with. Oh, I see. Well, that's great. But yeah, it's been really nice playing different aspects of him. And how Adam brings that out in them.
I remember when I did the series, all the regular cast said that as well, that it was nice to explore stuff that they weren't getting to explore usually, because Adam messes with everybody's memories and sense of themselves.
Yeah, seeing Bern Gorman play shy and unattractive is quite something.
Yeah, it doesn't come naturally to him, does it?
And Scott, as the director of this,
yes,
did you do any extra work to keep track?
Do you know, scripts like this are quite easy because they're so fragmented and because people are being rewritten continually, you can sort of move the schedule around a bit without people losing the sense of where they're at, because they're meant to be slightly discombobulated. So particularly at the start of the day, before Norton and Lisbeth cotton onto what's going on, you could just go, right, we're going to do scene 5 now and then scene 24 and back to 13 and stuff like that. So it was actually quite easy, I think. Mm. I don't know how, as actors, you felt sort of without leaping around, but yeah.
I love it because I think it keeps me personally very engaged with the story, and my mind likes that sort of agility that's required. So I'm very comfortable in that.
Because I always feel sorry for actors when, you know, you've got a limited amount of time on one location, and they're told, okay, so we're going to film your wedding, and then we're going to film your funeral.
Yep. And a sex scene. There you go.
Yeah, I've had it before where we've shot two scenes in one direction and then turn around and shot the same two scenes in the other. So instead of doing the scene in its entirety, you did two different ones pointing that way and two different ones. Yeah, it was pretty hard.
And Sam, Scott pointed out that it is 5 years since you've been playing Norton Folgate.
Is it 5 years?
Yeah, 2016, Ghost that. Mission.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that made me feel old, so...
Yeah, we're all older, aren't we?
And also, you only just realised the other week that Torchwood's an anagram of Doctor Who.
All right, now, I knew at some point you would use that against me publicly, and there you've done it. I did, and someone else pointed that out to me, and I had a little mini moment of going, oh, my God, of course.
Well, I'm sorry, you're not alone. I've only just realised it now.
Right,
so there
it's
you
clever,
go.
Isn't
go.
It? It's clever.
Very
it's
clever.
Very, very good. Torchwood, Doctor Who, I had no idea. No idea.
There you go.
Yeah. No, it's lovely to have played it.
We've just admitted that publicly.
But it,
well,
it
Scott
was...
just outed me publicly there.
He did. Yeah.
But yes, Sam, you were saying 5 years of Norton.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice to have done it for 5 years. It's rare, isn't it, that you get in any medium, really, that you get to keep returning to something unless you're in something very long running. So it's really nice to be able to come back to him each time and also see him playing around with other characters, because especially in this one, as we've said, you get so many different aspects of him because of Adam, but also he's got this great double act with Lisbeth Hayhoe, and it's so nice because he sort of started off as a double act with Tom Price's character, and then now he's with Lisbeth Hayhoe, and I love that evolution, really. It always gives more mileage to a character, doesn't it, being able to see them through the eyes of other people.
And you love a bit of knitting erotica.
Oh, God, I mean, that was the most hilarious thing. I mean, I've never even thought of it. Of course, it makes perfect sense. Where'd you get your kicks in the 1950s, you know? And have you seen any of that material from the 1950s? It's hysterical.
Yeah,
any
it's
kind
funny.
Of. It's wonderful the way they posed. So, yeah, tweeds, definitely. And probably she's got a Scottish connection. So she's got her own tweed, you know, maybe her father or her grandfather was a Campbell or something, you know, on the maternal side. Oh, I could go completely off one. She's got a sporran
Everything.
I imagine that Norton... Sam, do you think he is just sharpsuits?
Well, because of the front covers of the physical CDs that I've seen of Norton, he is. He's got his hat and his sharp suit and sometimes an overcoat. Yeah, I think
I was
he's
a say, yeah,
bit of a dapper.
He lives in a grotty boarding house for some of them.
Yes, but, you know, he can keep his standards up, I'm sure. Yes. I think.
He lives in a grotty boarding house because he spends all his money on handmade suits. There you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
And that's what you say to your costume designer when she says, but we simply don't have the money in the budget.
No, but he really say, would have them all handmade.
He definitely would. Silk yeah. and linen.
Yeah.
There you go.
For sure.
On which note, I think that's probably a good point to end this little chat.
Oh, put it out of its misery.
Thank you all for a lovely, lovely day.
I've had a lovely day. Thank you.
Nice one.
Take care, everyone.